Random House Audio presents Dear Girls Above Me by Charlie McDowell. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. Author's note. This book was inspired by real people and events in my life, but ultimately it is a work of fiction. In some cases, composite characters based on real people were created, but ultimately most names, characters, places, and incidents are fictional. Any resemblance to actual persons is entirely coincidental. Chapter 1. OMG. If someone ever writes a book about me, it should be called A Beautiful Mind, said a voice still filled with the glory of having uttered some profound cliché. I think that's already a book, I responded out loud, to nobody. And a movie. And I'll write the sequel, A Beautiful Fashion Sense. Fashion is totally my seventh sense. My sixth sense is seeing ghosts wearing last fall's line, chirped another voice in keeping with the enthusiasm. I glared at my ceiling fan, hoping that this wasn't going to turn into a trilogy. These voices, the voices of the girls who lived above me, had become the Greek chorus of my life. As a guy not new to city life, I expected the intrusions and boundary violations that occur when one lives with only a few inches of wood and stucco between himself and his neighbors. Random footsteps, muffled television programs, maybe even the occasional sentence fragment. But I most definitely did not expect to be the unwilling audience of a 24-hour slumber party between the Winston Churchill and Benjamin Franklin of the 90210.